This is item two. Bill Herber is the main presenter for this item. This is a 21-23 agency budget request. This will require board action. Thanks. Bill?
Thank you. Good morning, Chair Imason, State Forester Doherty, and members of the board. For the record, my name is Bill Herber, Deputy Director for Administration, and with me today is James Short, Assistant Deputy Director for Administration, who will actually be the primary presenter during this topic. So I'll hand it off to James.
Good morning, Chair Imason, members of the board. For the record, I'm James Short, the Assistant Deputy Director for Administration. I'm here to report on agenda item number two, the 2021-23 agency budget request. The 2021-23 budget process has four major phases. The first is the agency request budget. Oh, sorry, some technical difficulty. The agency start the budget process early in the even number years. The agency's request budget is the first part of the process. It lays out the policies and finances the agency asks the governor to recommend to the legislature. It is prepared under guidelines set by the Department of Administrative Services. It consists of descriptive narratives, budget forms, and audited Oregon budget information tracking system reports. The second phase of the budget process is the governor's budget. The governor and the chief financial office of DAS review agency request budgets to compile the governor's budget. That reflects the governor's priorities and the policies that are set in statute. It includes data on statewide revenues, expenditures, and on all agencies' budgets. Each agency prepares a governor's budget document to show the changes the governor has made to the agency request budget. The presentation materials for the legislative process are developed based on the governor's budget. The next phase is the legislatively adopted budget. The governor's budget is presented to the legislature as it convenes at the start of the next year. Legislative committees review the proposed revenues and expenditures. They hold public hearings to hear from each agency and the public. The committee recommendations are presented in the budget reports to each budget bill. Votes on each bill produces the legislatively adopted budget. It sets out general fund appropriations, lottery funds allocation and expenditure limitation, other funds and federal funds expenditure limitation, and position authority for the agencies. Each agency prepares a legislatively adopted budget document to show the changes the legislature made to the governor's budget. Finally, the fourth phase is the legislatively approved budget. As the biennium progresses, the Legislative Emergency Board can make certain changes to the budget between legislative sessions. Special sessions may also be called to deal with budget issues. Any such changes to the legislatively adopted budget result in a legislatively approved budget. This is the budget agencies implement or execute over the course of the biennium. This chart shows the agency's 2019-21 legislatively approved budget as of April 2020 by program areas and percentages of the total budget. Currently, the agency's budget is $418.2 million. This is broken between the 41% for fire protection, 25% for state forests, 11% for private forests, 9.9% for agency administration, and debt service is 4.7%, equipment pool is 4.2%, and finally, facilities and capital improvement are approximately 1.1% of the budget. The next chart illustrates the current biennium's general fund by program. Five of the department's program areas currently have state general fund dollars: fire protection, state forests, private forests, debt service, and agency administration. General fund in these programs leverage both other and federal dollars. The current service level is the estimated cost of continuing current programs into the next biennium as required by law. The department's current service level is calculated based on specific budget instructions provided by the Department of Administrative Services. The current service level totals approximately $415.9 million, which is a decrease of $2.4 million, or a 0.5%, from the 2019-21 legislatively adopted budget. This chart graphically shows the current service level by all program areas in percentages of the total budget. The next is the agency policy enhancement packages have remained unchanged since the last board meeting in June, except for the priority ranking in the first column. One technical note, POP 100 is required to be listed as the first priority, but the agency's number one priority is the diversity, equity, and inclusion for this biennium, for the next biennium. I won't go through the POP since we've seen them three times already. So this graphically shows the department's proposed policy packages by fund type. Of the $66.3 million proposed, 92% is general fund, 9% is other funds, and 1% is federal funds. The sum of the agency's current service level and policy option packages comprise the agency's request budget. The department is proposing an ARB of $482.2 million for a $63.9 million, or a 15% increase from the current biennium's legislatively approved budget. The number of positions that the department are asking for increases by 96. This next chart illustrates the current biennium's budget by fund type compared to the 2021 agency request budget by fund type. So general fund increases, so does other funds limitation, and federal funds stays flat for this next biennium request. This next chart illustrates the current biennium's total budget position count and FTE compared to the 2021-23 agency request budget position count and FTE. The position count increases by 96 and the FTE increases by 99.69 with all the policy enhancement packages included. The next steps, the board and the department can anticipate the following decisions to be made by the governor. In order to achieve a balanced budget, the governor may require the board and the department to undertake a certain level of general fund budget reductions. The governor may also choose not to fully fund all the proposed enhancement packages put forth by the board and the department in the agency request budget. The department will continue to update the board on any and all changes initiated by the governor to the agency's request budget. The department will also continue to work closely with stakeholders on key budget issues. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you, James.
Can we get the board back up? I would like to pose a question to the board. The sort of the big decision the board could weigh in on, our request for our current service level is pretty standard, and that's a technical calculation. Where the board really has to weigh in on is the policy enhancements package. This is the priorities of what we say the agency needs in additional investments to be successful. Excluding the first one, which is a technical one for our severity resources, that'll eventually be pulled out of our budget and put in a special purpose appropriation, and it doesn't count as our budget. But we include it in there to keep it on everybody's mind that they need to do that. The rest are actually enhancements to our program. Based on the October retreat discussion around the agency initiative and taking an all-agency approach, we did prioritize POPs 101, fire protection, POPs 150 and 173, 171, which were all pieces of the initiative. I did prioritize diversity, equity, inclusion first, because of our commitment to that and the governor's emphasis on diversity, equity, inclusion. Coming after the agency initiative, we have our State Forest RAI POP as next, And then coming in at number eight is forest climate change mitigation and adaptation. Then we get into shared stewardship, implementing forest practices, and then on down the list. But I would, given the discussion on and the governor's interest in climate and the board's interest in climate change policy and focus on state forests, this is your opportunity to set direction in terms of priorities. So just wanted you to be sure you knew the logic of why we prioritized them in the order we did based on the October discussion, but that was a while ago and things have changed. So
and I see that Joe Justice has his hand up.
Yeah, Peter, just clarification in this budget. I'm assuming the legislature proposing to go to 55-45% in this year. This would go back to the 50-50 split, correct?
This is, yes. Those are all one-time reductions. Mm-hmm. And so this is based on our current service level, which is a 50-50 split, correct?
Right. Yeah, I assume that was correct. I just wanted to clarify that. I think from, you know, certainly my opinion is I think you have to always look at your core businesses, the core things that you're doing as a organization with budget reductions, potential prioritization, all the things that we talked about in October, very, very important. But I guess I always look back at what are the core things that we must accomplish as a department and as an organization when we think about prioritization. So that's my offer of my opinion.
Thank you.
One thing to note about the split discussion is this is a predominantly general fund request, so it would not be part of what our typical split is for base funding.
Thanks, Bill.
Other questions or comments from board members? All right, then is there a motion to approve the 21-23 agency request budget? The motion is outlined in your materials, so it's a staff recommendation. So, I'm sorry.
So moved. I'll make second. A motion to approve.
Okay, Joe moves. Mike Rose seconds. Any further discussion? All right, then please unmute yourselves so we can have a vote on this. Cindy Deacon Williams.
Aye.
Joe Justice.
Aye.
Jim Kelly.
Aye.
Brendan McComb.
Aye.
Mike Rose.
Aye.
And Tom Imeson, I vote aye. So that motion passes. Thank you.